Oh, right.
Didn't they go around where you...
About 100 miles north.
This is the stuff that a lot of people where I'm from make. You always hear about it being made up in the hills of Tennessee. It's illicit.
Moonshine?
Yeah. Have you ever heard people call that stuff? And
white lightning.
White lightning. Yeah, moonshine, white lightning. Or if it's not distilled, you know, if it's not so powerful, is there anything in particular that you might call that?
Squeezins?
Not as, doesn't have the punch that moonshine yeah. White lightning has. Everybody call it a homebrew?
Yeah. I smelled some of that too, pretty strong, though.
Could you say that for me?
Homebrew.
Or say you're around the kitchen and something makes a really good impression on your nostrils, you might say something like, just that.
Smell that.
Yeah. Or... we were talking about syrup and molasses. Is that the same or is there a difference to you?
Syrup's thinner. It would be like molasses that had, you know, had water in it or something that's been, it would be a thinner. So.
No difference in taste though? Very
much. Yeah, I think syrup would probably be less sweet.
I see.
Less concentrated.
Say this expression. If I was talking about a belt that I had that was made out of cowhide, pure cowhide, I might say, well, now this isn't artificial cowhide. This is
genuine.
Or say sugar that's being sold straight out of the barrel. You say that's being sold at, or if you just have a mass of something, you say you have a. Or a package that's real hard to handle, it's very unwieldy, you say it's a very...
I just keep...
Trying to get bulk?
Oh, bulk, yeah. Bulky, yeah, sold in bulk.
Yeah. Or another thing that you might put on biscuits besides syrup, you might add a different fruits.
Oh, jelly.
Yeah.
And jam.
And these things that you have shakers for on your table.
Salt and pepper.
Or say if had a bowl of apples and oranges and offered it to you, you might say something like, well, I don't think I care for an orange, but an apple.
I'll take.
Or me an apple.
Or give me.
Say if you were identifying some boys who had pulled a prank or broken somebody's window or something like that, you might say, well, now, it wasn't these boys here, it was
those.
Or if you're pointing out something, you might say it's not close by, it's
over there.
Or if you're trying to tell somebody how to do something, you might say, well, now don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Or what would you say the opposite of rich is? That would be
poor.
If you have a lot of fruit trees together, you would say you had an
orchard.
What about this expression? You might say if somebody asks you, well, are you the person who owns this orchard? You might say, no, it's not me. That's the man next door. He's the man.
Who owns Arch?
Or I might say something like, well, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
who was rich.
Or speaking in terms of his father, next door was a boy
whose father's rich.